Saints. Hallelujah. We have something to praise Him for tonight. For all He's done for us. Saving us of our sins. He is our great emancipator tonight. Amen. Let's sing that song. Old song. Give Him. Send the light. Send the light. Are you sending out the light tonight? Amen. It's what we're supposed to be doing. Being a witness to others. Hallelujah. There's a call of free for the restless way. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rest, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. To bless the gospel light. Let it Jesus, welcome to the service tonight. Just looking for a good time in the Lord. You know, I believe that, you know, you've made an effort to come out, and I believe God won't disappoint you if you come in desiring and looking for God to speak to you through His Word. Amen. I believe that tonight we could go away saying it's been good to be here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing that song, Glory to His Name, before we take our prayer request. Key of F also. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood of
blood of God. Glory to
and sweet as thy poor soul at the Savior's feet, and one new day and new day come. Brother Keith continues to play something there. That's Brother David if he'd come tonight as we take our prayer requests. I have a request that says, please remember Mitchell in prayer. He is sick, so let's remember Brother Mitchell tonight. God would move and give him a touch. Also, please pray for Sister Shirley Lingle and her husband. He's in the hospital again due to pneumonia complications. So let's remember our Sister Shirley tonight as we pray that God would move for her and her husband who's in the hospital with pneumonia. You have an unspoken request tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Bless you, brother. Let us pray. Dear Lord, it's so great to be in your house, dear Lord. Middle of the week, come to fill our cups once again, dear Lord. We pray for Brother Mitchell, dear Lord, that his sickness, just give him a touch, dear Lord. And Sister Shirley Lingle and her husband, them too, God is bigger than pneumonia. We have a healing God, dear Lord. So just be it unto you according to your word, dear Lord. We pray for our pastor and Brother Lucas, as they're in Alaska, dear Lord, just may your will be done there, Lord. You know everything that needs to be done, everything that needs to be said. Now, for us, dear Lord, we come expecting to hear from you tonight, dear Lord, and we give you the rest of this service, dear Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
You can be seated tonight. It's just good to be here. Good to have this privilege to come together to worship the Lord. And we got Brother Diggs with us again, and we're just going to turn him loose in a little bit. And I know God's got something good on the fork, I believe. Amen. Brother Keith's going to sing for us at this time. We do want to remember Brother Barry and Brother Lucas. They'll be traveling back. I'm not sure which day, but they're supposed to be here for Sunday. I guess they'll be coming in Saturday, seems like it is. But I meant to mention that a while ago. Remember to keep them in prayer. I know the weather's been bad and storms are coming in, and so I would just pray God will take care of all of that. Amen.
Amen. Just another old song. I can remember as a young boy growing up over at Brother Henry Green's. He used to sing this song, but I remember him singing it with a dear old sister in the church. I'll never forget Sister Connor. I don't know how old she was. I guess late 80s and 90s, but she would get up and sing this song, and I just remember that. And this song does something to me. So somebody loves me and answers my prayers.
Oh, I'm in love with my Savior, and He's in love with me. He is with me from day to day. What a friend is He. He watches over me while I sleep, and He hears me when I pray. I'm as happy as I can be, and now can say, somebody loves me, answers my prayers. I love somebody, I know He cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. That somebody is Jesus, and I know He's mine. Will you be happy? happy if you will let Jesus have his way. He has work for us all to do every passing day. He feeds the hungry and cheers the sad and for the sinner prays. You'll have joy that you never had when you can say, somebody loves me, answers my prayers. I love somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. Somebody is Jesus and I know he's mine. Oh, you'll be happy if you will let Jesus have his way. He has work for us all to do every passing day. He feeds the hungry and cheers the sad for the sinner prays. You'll have joy you never had when you can say, somebody loves me, answers my prayers. I love somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. That somebody is Jesus and I know he's mine. Oh, and at last when my work is done, he's gonna call me home to a mansion he has prepared, never more to roam. We'll sit down by the river of life, cares all passed away. Never a care or pain at last, what a happy day. Somebody loves me, answers my prayers. I love somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. That somebody is Jesus and I know he's mine. Oh, somebody loves me and answers my prayers. I love somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. That somebody is Jesus and I know he's mine. That somebody is Jesus and I know he's mine.
Amen. Aren't you glad tonight that loves us is Jesus? I know he's mine. He cares for you tonight. Amen. Let's stand as our ushers come. We worship him tonight in our giving. Let's sing, You're My All in All, and F. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother David, if you would pray over the offering tonight. Amen. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. Seeing you as a precious jewel, or to give the mighty of me, you are my all. All now you take me. we're going to ask Brother Diggs to get ready and come as we sing this last verse. We're ready for you, Brother Diggs. You can just come on out. Amen. We'll sing this last verse. Taking my seat, I brought my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. Oh, when I fall down, you pick me up. Oh, when I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all.
Good. Amen. Let's just bow our heads, amen, and go before the Lord in prayer. If there's a need, you can acknowledge it to the Lord by an uplifted hand. I know we say that all the time, but we have a promise that the Bible says wherever two or three believers gather, he's also in the midst. We gather in his name. Lord, we lift our hands to you, Lord, believing that you are here. You see us, Lord, and you see our hands lifted as an act of faith. Lord God, recognizing that, Lord, you're the answer to all of our prayers, all of our needs and desires, Lord. Father, our hope and everything about us rests in you. And Lord, we just ask, Father, you just come down and touch every need, Lord, every hand that's lifted to you, Lord, the natural need as well as the spiritual need. And Father, we'll be careful to give you honor, glory, and praise. And Lord, let this service be more than just another Wednesday night. But Father, if we gather, we gather around your word. And that means we gather around you, Lord, because you are your word, Lord. So Father, we pray that our approach is right, Lord, that our attitudes are right. For we're in the midst of a holy God. And there's nothing wrong about you, Lord. And everything about you is right. Even your judgments are true and right, Lord. So, Father, we just ask you, forgive us, Lord, for all our shortcomings, Lord. And all the areas in our life, Lord, that we haven't come to perfect yet, Lord. And we pray that your atoning blood continues to move in our lives, Lord. Bless the pastor and his family in the absence, Lord. And Lord, and all those who may not be here tonight, but may be listening by the way of the internet or whatever it may be, Lord, we just ask, Father, you could just pour out your spirit wherever the listeners are listening, Lord. Lord, connect with your sheep by your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. The church, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, amen. Let's turn to the book of Judges. The 16th chapter, Judges 16, praise the Lord, and we know that this book of the Bible, it deals with Samson. You know, a mighty man called of God, and, you know, he had struggles, but he still was chosen of God. Judges 16, to make the reading short, let's start at verse 21. Judges 16 and 21. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Amen. Let's flip over to Romans, the 5th chapter. Romans 5. Let's start at verse 1. Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have accessed by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. May the Lord bless reading of his word. You can have your seats. Amen. I trust you are happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. You know, tonight I want to use for a topic that we're going to speak on by the grace of God. I just said it. Amen. You know, grace still waits. Amen. That's my subject. Grace still waits. You know, when we think about the grace of God, you know, I think we really need to get a hold on what grace is. You know, sometimes we compare ourselves to one another and we look at this person and we may think this person is more spiritual. You look at a preacher and you may think that he has a great hold on the Word of God and different things. Let's make it real simple. If there's any good in anybody's life, it's because of the grace of God. You know, nobody is doing anything because they're some special person. No, it's only the grace of God. You know, and without that grace, we'd be no more than just a sinner on the street. But grace came to make us what we are. Grace came to put us in the position that God already saw us in. Amen. So grace has a purpose and grace has a fulfillment in your life. But let's define grace according to I don't want to say the Webster's meaning, but from the spiritual standpoint of who we are. Grace is unmerited favor. Amen. That means there's nothing you did to deserve the goodness of God. Woo, hallelujah. And to back that up to say that the grace of God in our life, God put it there. And he put it there for a purpose. And one thing about this favor, this grace of God, it never leaves you. Hallelujah. The grace of God never leaves you. It stays there and it waits patiently on you to get in the right place. Because let's think about it, church. Most of us, well, I shouldn't say most of us, all of us never knew God. But God introduced himself to us. What is that? Grace. Hallelujah. God allowed us to come in contact with the fullness of who he is in this day that men have looked upon for years and years and years and had service after service after service. And God comes to us and say, I want you to understand me. What is that? Grace. Hallelujah. But you know, sometimes we take the grace of God for granted. You know, sometimes I think we don't really realize how blessed we are. Amen. That there are some people that wanted to come to church tonight, but different situations in their life didn't allow them. But those same situations in your life has no power over you. You know what that is? That's the grace of God. But I'll say for those people, hallelujah, who like some of us were, amen, there was a time when we couldn't overcome certain things, but grace was still there. And grace stayed there until we overcame. Hallelujah. So I'm saying that same grace is still wrapped among us as believers today. You might say, well, Brother Jesus, I got this problem, I got that problem. That same grace that got you through one problem is still there waiting to get you through another problem. He just wants you to acknowledge the grace that he's given you. Hallelujah. It's by grace, hallelujah, that we are saved. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Now, Paul stood by. He watched disciples be murdered and the church was persecuted and all these things. He looked like he was a very wicked man. But you know what? Grace was waiting on him. Hallelujah. In all his mistakes, in all his errors, there was a point in his life when he was going to meet grace and grace was going to change everything. Hallelujah. So were we. Amen. There was a point in our life where we went down a certain path and grace was there waiting. Let me say this, church, that grace was there all along. Hallelujah. It was there all along. God has to get us to a place to where we're willing to accept his grace. Amen. And you know how you do that? that? Amen. Brother Keith, you know how you do that? You know how you accept the grace of God? You say, Lord, I can't do it. I need you to help me. Hallelujah. And then grace will take over a situation. Amen. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said, when love, hallelujah, when love is projected, hallelujah, sovereign grace takes over. Woo, hallelujah. Think about that, church. The love of God came down. The sovereignty of God, the divine love of God came down and was crucified. But that didn't change us. What changed us? The grace of God. Because there was a lot of people that experienced, the whole world experienced the love of God, but they didn't understand it. But it's by His grace we're here. Hallelujah. So I really appreciate the grace of God. Amen. But if we can look at some people in the Bible who had grace all over them and didn't realize it. Amen. Hallelujah. We know the story of Samson. Samson was, as a young boy, he had a Nazarite vow. You know, as long as he didn't cut his hair, you know, the grace of God would be upon his life. Do y'all realize that? From the time he got that vow, the grace of God was in his life. Samson could never defeat the Philistines without the grace of God. He wasn't strong enough. Hallelujah. He wasn't big enough. The prophet of God said the mystery about Samson is it wasn't that he was some big, strong, Lou Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilder. No. He said he was a curly-haired shrimp. So what made him strong? What made him undefeatable? What was it? It was the grace in his life. Hallelujah. Don't mistake. Hallelujah. Amen. A calling from the grace of God. Amen. Because there's some people that can do things better than you, but it's the grace of God that puts you where you are. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah for the grace of God. But you know, church, from that time when he was called and had a Nazarite vow, and you know, Samson would go out, you know, not recognizing the grace of God. He was so caught up in the gift. Amen. And we find that today that people are so caught up in the gift. They're caught up with being called and knowing that, you know, no doubt Billy Graham has just passed, right? Talk to me, church. I know y'all know, some of y'all probably went to the funeral. But you know, when we look at him and you think about all the things that, you know, went through his life and everything, and to die at 99 years old, it wasn't his good living. That wasn't it. Hallelujah. It wasn't his status that got him in the White House. That wasn't it. Amen. It was the grace of God, because he was chosen before the foundation of the world to do the things he did. That an ordinary man can do. There were plenty of the preachers, and some maybe more anointed than him. But he had a spot in God's mind that had to be fulfilled. And the only way it could be fulfilled was by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Because there were times when he got sick. There were times when he got persecuted. But what kept the ministry going? Grace was still there waiting. Hallelujah. Every time Billy got thrown off, grace was there to keep pushing him. Amen. Every time he got kicked out of church, grace was there to keep him going. Don't y'all realize it was the grace of God that made, hallelujah, our prophet who he was? Amen. Amen. He was hot-tempered. Anybody here got a temper? Don't answer that. Because we'll know you really need grace. Hallelujah. He was hot-tempered. He was ready to fight all the time. And he used to get beat up in school. And we read it. We listen to it. Amen? I'm not making this stuff up. Hallelujah. He said his mouth always got him in trouble. Hallelujah. He get beat up and all these things. What changed his behavior? It was unmerited favor. Amen. And if you have the Holy Ghost tonight, it's not because you have some great experience with God and you're so special. No. Amen. It's because God's grace came upon your life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Because think about this church. We've seen it. We've been in church. We've been in service. And we see the power of God falling. And maybe Brother Barry is preaching. And he's saying, come on, church. Hallelujah. Why don't you praise the Lord with me? You know, and he's preaching. And it may be somebody in here just worshiping. And then everybody else start worshiping and worshiping. And you maybe look around and you see somebody just do it like this. Ain't getting nothing out of service. What is it? It's that the grace of God is upon you. It's that the grace of God is allowing you to connect. It wasn't because you had a supersized grande from Starbucks. No, that don't make you special. Hallelujah. Or a latte with a double-double or whatever they call it. Hallelujah. No, it's God's choosing. It's God's fulfillment because God has a plan for us and grace will stay there and wait till you get in that path. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. I'm enjoying this. Amen. I love preaching to you guys by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it ain't everywhere you can go and feel the connection. What does that? It's the grace of God. Hallelujah. It's God's grace that allows us to connect with His voice, connect with His word. It has nothing to do with us. Amen. It's the path. Hallelujah. But we look, like I said, you look at Samson, and Samson was chosen to fight the Philistines and come up against the Philistines. But you know what happened? He started taking the grace of God for granted. He got caught up in the thrill. Amen. He got caught up in the power and the anointing. You know how we do? We go to meetings and we have annual meetings all over the country and we go to those meetings and we rejoice and have a good time, but don't get any closer to God. Amen. That's not what the grace of God is given to us for. The grace of God is given to us to draw us closer. Not just to make us happy or to say, man, I'm identified with a special people. No. Church, I don't know about you, but I want to know Him. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. When I come to church, I want to know His presence. Amen. Amen. Understand His voice. Amen. You know, if he comes in and he sits down beside me, I just turn and sit there and smile. And you wonder what I'm smiling for? Because I know He's near. Hallelujah. That's what grace does, church. Amen. They can't teach you that at a seminary. They can't teach you that in church. Amen. The presence of God has to be revealed to you by unmerited favor. Whew. Because, church, you look at it. Amen. There was a man, hallelujah, waiting by the pool. Hallelujah. Every year he waited, and he said somebody would come and beat him to the waters when the waters was troubled. But you know what? Grace was still there. How many years was it? 28 years? I can't remember right now. But how many years it was, he waited. And he waited. And he waited. You know, he tried to get there and it was gone. Every year he missed it, grace was still there. Oh, hallelujah. You say, Brother Diggs, how can you say that? Because he had an appointed time. So grace never left. Amen. There was an appointed time where that grace, hallelujah, would be fulfilled. Grace was still there waiting. And then one day, the capstone of it all, the capstone of the one who was troubling the waters, not just an angel, but the angel himself, hallelujah, the gatekeeper of grace came down. Hallelujah. And he said, would you be made whole? He said, yeah, but I ain't got nobody to put me in the water. Let's understand this. The grace of God is not about what you can do. It's about what He can do. And this man, he's looking at his situation. He's thinking, how can I get in the water? And God is saying, you ain't got to get in the water. Hey, hallelujah. Church, when the grace of God comes your way, God will do the unexpected. He's thinking, I got to get in the water, and the waters of trouble. And Jesus is there saying, I am the water. Hallelujah. I am the one that's going to make you whole. Hallelujah. This grace goes beyond just water. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. You know, church, as we look, and we see Samson, he got so caught up in amen, just the anointing and being able to do something that nobody else could do. Hallelujah. I'll give you a testimony. We all right?
Amen.
Amen. You know, the prophet of God said there's three things that can kill a ministry. Women, popularity, and money. And by his grace, you know, I've always thought that, Lord, you've been good to me. But you know what? I experienced one of those spirits. And it's the spirit of popularity. Hallelujah. I was in a service in Africa. And God began to show me the spirit of popularity. I'll tell you, it was very simple. I was in a service and I was preaching and it was 7,000 people. Now that's what you call a service. Can you imagine? I'm going to just take you there, what was going on. 7,000 people and I'm preaching like I'm preaching to y'all. And they're like, you know what that does to a preacher? Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. You thought you was preaching, but now you got, hallelujah, 7,000 people saying, come on, give me more. And you're like, me? Give you more? I sure will. Hallelujah. And I'm preaching and I'm preaching and you can just feel the anointing and it's getting greater and greater and greater. And then I just stopped and started singing a song. And I thought I was in concert. I'm just being honest. I'm just telling you the truth. I started singing and you had all, I say, this side, amen, amen, amen. I said, let me hear you on this side. Amen, amen, amen. Way in the back. Amen, amen, amen. And I was like, wow. The anointing. You know, I'm in the midst of all that. And, you know, I'm start back preaching and everything. And none of this is to their fault. This is who they are. They love the word of God. But I'm preaching and I'm preaching and I'm preaching and I'm preaching and I can just feel the anointing and it's getting greater and greater. And I'm preaching and preaching. And y'all know me, I can't be still. So I jump off the pulpit and I give somebody a high five. I walk up to a brother like this. Woo! See, I ain't no big deal to y'all. But over there, somebody had a thought. If he got a high five, I need a high five. And it went from one person to about 300 jumping up. And now I'm like, what did I do? But I came back and God started ministering to me right there in that moment. Get back on the stage. This is not about you. Whew. Because in that moment, it'll be easy to get caught up. Can you imagine? I give out 300 high fives. Man, my hand, I probably think there's power in my hand. I did it all over, and I'm probably standing there like, That's what can happen. You can get overcome by yourself. But you know what? Grace was there. And God came down, and God began to say to me, it's not about you. Get back on the pulpit. So I ran back on the pulpit, Brother Keith. Hallelujah. And the people are standing here in the front by the stage wanting a high five. And Brother Wayne, I'm way back here preaching. I kept preaching now. Because God is showing me this is how ministries get caught up in popularity. Because they think the celebration of the people is all about them. And what's making them excited is the word. Hallelujah. And God kept ministering to me right there in that moment. That was the grace of God, church. God began to show me, hallelujah, that it's not about how good you can preach. What's exciting these people is the word of God. So put your high fives down and go back there and preach. Now, I still gave out some high fives, but God had to show me something. Hallelujah. And you know, I preached and I didn't even realize the magnitude of what was taking place. So I backed all the way up and I kept preaching. And in that moment, maybe by 45 minutes later, the people started going to sit down. Hallelujah. And the Lord was still showing me the spirit of popularity. Now, I'm not saying in nobody else's life. I'm talking about how he did me. Hallelujah. Because something that might not affect you might affect somebody else. And they need grace for it. Hallelujah. Some of you may have a 55-inch or 65-inch flat screen right there in the living room. Somebody else can't take it. So it's the grace of God, amen, that allows us to keep in service, amen. But anyway, let me finish the story. After I preaching, I was so convicted because I felt like I messed up. Hallelujah. And God kept dealing with me about the whole thing, and I felt just the spirit of popularity that was on me, and it was trying to consume me. And after I finished preaching, I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't say anything. I went straight to the car with my head down. You know, when God's grace comes and shows you your error, amen, we are to humble ourselves. Grace doesn't make you proud. Amen. Grace doesn't make you heady and high-minded. Amen. But grace, sometimes, it makes you feel broken. Hallelujah. Grace of God sometimes makes you feel like, Lord, I'm sorry. I missed the mark. Help me to repent. Sometimes that's what the grace of God does. But that's for your good. Amen. You ought not to feel sorry about that. Amen. You shouldn't have to make apologies for that. Amen. When the grace of God comes. Church, let me say it like this. When the grace of God came in your life and you realized you needed a redeemer, what did that make you do? It make you fall on your knees and cry out. That's what real grace does. Amen. Hallelujah. So anyway, a brother told me, I was feeling like that. I was in the car. I didn't tell nobody this. I never even told this. I don't think I ever told this testimony. And this has been years ago. But I was sitting in the car. This brother came, the brother that was driving me. He came and got in the car. He said, brother, I don't think you realize it. He said, but I watched one brother stand up there for about 2 hours till you gave him a high five. He said, and when you gave him a high five, he went and sat down. Now, everybody else had to sit down. But this one brother, he stood there, and when he got that high five, he went and sat down. But the thing about it, I didn't even realize I gave him a high five. That anointing wasn't on me no more. Because I had realized, hallelujah, that the spirit of popularity in the beginning was trying to get me. And that was the grace of God. So when it actually happened, it wasn't me doing it. It was God granting the desire of that man's heart. Hallelujah. Woo! That's when you know grace takes over. It's not you. It's him. Hallelujah. But that whole experience had me so shook up, I was careful from there on out. Amen. It had me so shook up, I had an invitation to go somewhere, and I said, no, I ain't going. I said, no, I ain't going. I just don't feel. I said, brother, it's going to be 30,000 people there. I said, I don't care if it's 40,000. I'm not going. Amen. Because think about it, church. When God shows you something, he shows you your error, or he shows you how the enemy is attacking and he's trying to get you out of the path. And that grace comes and opens your eyes to it. We ought to take heed. Hallelujah. Even when you're not aware of what's taking place, that grace is there to cover you. Amen, church. Remember, they were walking down Emmaus Road and Jesus appeared. Amen. Look, church, the grace of God. They didn't even believe. They didn't even believe the resurrection. And the grace of God walked down the path with them. The grace of God talked to them and explained the scriptures and opened their eyes even when they didn't believe. Whew. And he told them what was going to happen. See, church, grace still waits even when we can't see it. Hallelujah. Don't get nervous. I ain't going to be too much longer. But you know, Samson, he played around with it. He had a good time, and he started having riddles and setting foxtails on fire and burning up the fields and tying my hair in the gates and all this stuff and putting the gates on his shoulders and making grace a disgrace. Because God could have easily left that anointing off him and put it on somebody else. But God stayed there. Grace will wait until you catch it. That's what I love about God. He's a merciful God. Hallelujah. Amen. Even when we don't deserve the grace of God, it's there waiting on us. Can you say amen, church? None of us deserve it, but God, who's so rich in mercy. Hallelujah. And let me say this. I know right now it may feel like, amen, I'm like Zorro and I got my whip out. No, this is a rejoicing. Because it's the grace of God that allows us to know what we know and see what we see and be who we are. Amen. I was wrestling between thoughts. Amen. Preaching here tonight. And, you know, God gave me a thought that he cannot deny himself. Just think about that. God can't deny himself. Now, let me ask you something. How many of you got God in you? Huh? How many of you got God in you? And if God is in you, that means God can't deny you. Woo, but that's a whole nother service right there. I think I need to back up off that one. Amen. Woo, if the Holy Ghost is in you, which is God. Amen. Come on, church. The Holy Ghost, God, Jesus Christ, the Word, lives in you. And that Word is in you. That Spirit of Him is in you. He cannot deny Himself. So if you need joy, you should have joy. If you need peace, you should have peace. And whatever the attribute of God is, God cannot deny himself. Hallelujah. But I look at Samson. Let me leave that alone. Amen. Maybe another time. But we look at Samson, and Samson played with it. He had a good time and everything. And you know, God is sitting there watching him. That's what blows me away about God. God will let us do things that don't please him. Let the church say amen. He's sitting there watching us do it. And he don't say a word. He could easily stop it, but he don't. He'll let you backslide and don't stop you. And let you get in the mud. Let you mess up your house. Let you lose your job. Let you get in the gutter. And grace will still be there waiting. Ooh. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because there's a purpose in it. Hallelujah. He let Samson do all that stuff. Amen. Can you imagine? Samson so caught up in the glory. Amen. He fighting these guys. And you know, he ain't just barely beating them. He's whipping them good. Amen. I could just, you know, sometimes I read the Bible and I'd be like, oh, I wish I was there. And I wish I was there beside Samson and said, yeah, let's whip him good. Or there with David when David was fighting Goliath. And you could see David go out there and say, I ain't afraid of you. What made him do that? He knew that the grace of God was on his side. David wasn't big enough or strong enough to fight Goliath, but he had an experience with grace. Hallelujah. So you know, grace was still there waiting for the victory. Although he was there 40 days saying, bring me a man. But grace was there waiting for somebody to take the challenge. Hallelujah. Can you just think about it, church? If we were there, amen, but we was there. Because that same grace that David had, we got. The same grace that, hallelujah, that Samson had, we got. The same grace that Jesus gave to those who heard the word and didn't get it the first time, we got. Hallelujah. All of us should have said, amen. Because you think about how many times, now I don't know about y'all, but I was a teenager. When I was, yeah, I was in my teenage woman. my mom came into the message. And you know, that was the grace of God, because she was a Pentecostal. And two of her sisters came into the message, and they witnessed to her. And she was kind of a backsliding Pentecostal, so it was easy for her to accept it. But what made it easy? The grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So she accepted it, and now she's trying to show her whole family and everybody like, what's wrong with mama? We was all right till she started doing this stuff. Going to church on Sundays. What's wrong with her? That was the grace of God coming to our house. Hallelujah. And to all of us, it looked like something wrong. Y'all, I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost in this place. And you know, she just started doing things that seemed insane to us. She was wearing dresses all the time. Hallelujah. But I want to show you the grace of God. My mom, she, and y'all may have heard this testimony. You know, I love her to death. Hallelujah. Because I can look back and I can see that everything she did for me, it was the grace of God. Hallelujah. And you know, she was a security guard at a nuclear plant. Y'all read about that plant, that VC Summer plant, that they lost all the money? Well, it was in South Carolina, but, you know, she used to work at that plant when she first got saved. And you know, my mom was like the average parent. She was more militant style. Hut 2, 3, 4. Ain't none of this.
Kadri, you go sit in that closet. I'm sorry. You go stand by the closet.
More like get in the closet.
You stand by that closet and put your head on the wall, and you don't move for 5 minutes.
I ain't come up in that kind of house. I come up in Hard Knocks. You hear what I say? Hard Knocks. But I thank God for every one of those knocks. Because it made me who I am today. Hallelujah. But you know, I'm going to leave that alone because we got a new generation. We got some new parenting skills. Hallelujah. But when everybody all right? When she got saved, you know, they had a dress code. But she took a stand. She said, you know what? I ain't wearing pants no more. She was a security guard, walking around with a big boy on her hip, nightstick, mace, handcuffs. And she used to come home like that. And she said, try me. This is real talk. I'm telling you the God honest truth. But I tell you, the grace of God was all over me because I wasn't willing to try. You talking about intimidation? What she would do? She would bring her gun chart home and put it on the wall. And all you see is bullets in the head and bullets in the heart. You'd be like, boy, you know, I ain't ready for this. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. But anyway, she told her people on the job, I'm not going to wear pants. I ain't wearing pants no more. And she made a stand. And you know, when you make a stand, the grace of God will be there for you. You know, everybody told us, you better not do that. You're going to lose your job. You're going to do this. God is in control. Hallelujah. Amen. God is in control. Hallelujah. And you know what happened? It went all the way up to the high ups. And what I love about it, when they don't have nothing in their books to say you can't, they have to bow down. Hallelujah. They have to bow down and say, okay. You can wear whatever you want to wear. And then they changed the whole dress code and said, women, if women want to wear dresses, they can wear dresses. Ooh, hallelujah. But I say that to say, what was that? That was the grace of God, because she could still keep her job. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's how God operates. Amen. It's nothing we're doing. It's all Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what we have to do, church? Anybody in a tight spot? Now I'm getting into the meat of my thought. Amen. You know, when you're eating chicken, you're down there by the little leg part. That ain't the meat. The meat up there on the top. I'm talking about eating legs now. It's up there. And you know, church, when you get to a place to where troubles arise in your life, you have to realize that grace is still there. And you have to commit these things to God and say, Lord, I can't do it. And boy, when grace take over, woo! When grace take over, it'll be a paradox. It'll be unbelievable, but true. Hallelujah. And you look at Samson, all the playing around he did and messing with the men. If you wasn't messing with my heifer, you wouldn't know and all this crazy stuff Samson was doing. And now, you know, just think about the glory he felt. A jawbone killing 1,000 men. Wham, wham, wham. Just feeling the anointing. Grace is still there waiting. So he ain't got it. He ain't caught it yet. I ain't call him to play around with the enemy. I call him to destroy the enemy. Hallelujah. And you know, hallelujah. You know, I heard a brother say this, Brother Holloway, and this is kind of where this thought came from. He will say that all these different doctrines that have come out, you know, y'all know what they is. Believe this and believe that and all these different doctrines. And he said the devil thought that when all this stuff come out, it was going to pull us away from the truth. It was going to pull us away from the message of the hour and all these things. And the devil was going to have a field day. But the thing the devil forgot is that we didn't call ourselves to this. Amen. We did not start a message. Hallelujah. God did it. Amen. Hallelujah. So to pull me away, you'd have to pull God away because God put me here. Amen, church. Hallelujah. But you know, finally, amen, Samson tells his secret to Delilah. You know, grace was still there. Because they could have killed them. Hallelujah. Just like God told the devil when he tested Job. He said, you can do it all. Just don't take his life. Grace is still there. God cares about what you're going through. Amen. He's there waiting. Some people may get sick and you get certain diseases. That doesn't mean that the grace of God is not there watching over you. Because some people die instantly. But God will let some of us fight through it. Fight through pneumonia, fight through the flu. Y'all know some people didn't die because of the flu. And some of us had it, and we're still here. What was that? You better ask that grace, because you would say Tylenol, me and you was going to have a fight. Well, Theraflu, we were going to have a laying hand on the surface tonight. No, it's the grace of God. Because medicine does not heal, it aids. Amen. God uses medicine. Hallelujah. But it does not create new cells. Ooh, hallelujah. The only thing that creates new cells is the grace of God. Hallelujah. And you know, church, now he's at a place where he's told his secret. And this always blows me away about Samson. I want you young brothers to pay attention to this. If you read the story of Samson, why would you ever continue to date a girl you know is trying to kill you? I still don't get that one. I don't get it. He said, Samson say, well, if you tie my hair, Delilah say, okay, I'll do it. And Samson laugh it off and go right back. Try to kill me one more time. That's what was happening. Because he was so blinded by being caught up with the anointing and being chosen by God, he didn't even realize that his girlfriend was trying to kill him. Ooh, help me, Lord. Amen. Oh, my. Whew. He got so comfortable playing games with her to the last stage of Samson was, he laid his head in the enemy's lap. But you know, grace was still there. Hallelujah. And like, again, Sister Faye, blow me away. Why would you date somebody you know trying to kill you? out of in that relationship, tonto. First time I told her, I'll play with her. I said, let me see if she really loves me. And I played with her. I said, well, if you pierce my arm right here, you know, I'll die. And we on the couch, and she all of a sudden, oh, excuse me. That would have been it. Me and her would have been talking. Oh, Lord. Y'all know I love to have a good time in church. I think sometimes we're missing that part of our fellowship. You know, let's enjoy Jesus. That's what our kids need to see. They need to come to church and enjoy Jesus. You know, we're not all a bunch of German soldiers. Come to church and let's just march and sing and go home. No. Let's enjoy the liberty God has given us. Hallelujah. Now, you know, this is my lot for you because you ain't going to get this from Brother Barry. I'm sorry, Brother Barry, if you're watching. Hallelujah. Just like there's certain things about him you're not going to get from me. Amen. What is it? It's the grace of God. But the last stage of Samson, I got to close. Last stage of Samson is he's laying his head in the enemy's lap and she poke his eyes. He says, she poke his eyes out or whatever the case is. You know, she didn't do it, but she called him and cut his hair. He ain't got no more power and he didn't even realize he had then stepped away from grace. Grace didn't leave him. He stepped away from grace. Hallelujah. He stepped away and now he goes out there and she says, Samson, the Philistines be upon you, like she said every other time. Y'all tell y'all, y'all brothers been paying attention. Hallelujah. But you know, church, and then he get his eyes plucked out. And you know, he probably felt so bad. But grace is still there. And they making fun out of him. They got him in the dungeon. He grinding. And you know, they probably laughing at him. And they having a celebration. We've captured Samson. And he's killed so many of us. And, woo, we got the victory. And all of us, they're feeling good about themselves. But then the Bible says, how be it? His hair had grown back. Woo, where was it? It was grace. Grace was there waiting, hallelujah, church. Even with his eyes blinded, hallelujah, his eyes poked out, the grace of God was still there to destroy. Amen. And the prophet of God said, amen, if you go back to that place where you left God, he's still there. Grace still waits. Just fulfill what God told you to fulfill. Amen. Now, Samson had to be led back to a place where he could destroy the enemy like God told him in the beginning. Amen. He tells the lad, they call for Samson and say, bring him up here so we can make sport of him, so we can laugh at him and play games and jokes and all the stuff. And Samson tells the little boy, see, now Samson realizes that the grace is back, that he's back in the path now. He never left, but you know, Samson probably was pushing one day and he got hot. And he's like, whew. He felt that anointing that breaks the yokes of the enemy. Hallelujah. He felt it all over him again. Hallelujah. So while the young lad is leading him up, he ain't told nobody his secret this time. They worried about his eyes. They didn't realize that grace was still there. Hallelujah! Hooray! And sometimes we look defeated. Sometimes we look discouraged. But the grace of God is right there. We just have to recognize that he's with us. Hallelujah! And Samson, he tells the lad, put my hands by the pillars. And then Samson say, Lord, once more. Hallelujah! Grace never changes. It remains the same. That's why Samson could say, Lord, once more, do me like you've always done me. And it says in that moment, he killed more Philistines than he did in his whole life. Hallelujah. What was it? It was the grace of God. Grace will be there waiting. You know, the prophet of God, I'm going to paraphrase because I want to come on and close. The prophet of God was saying, he said he just couldn't understand. It's in Souls and Prisons now. He said he just couldn't understand why God would let Abraham and Sarah leave the land that they were supposed to be in. And they go down and Abraham is like, hey, you know, you look good and you got to be my sister because they're going to try to kill me. And he's like, why would God allow all these things? You know, and then he comes, I'm going to read it. I hope y'all mind. Oh, my. He says, now, if we notice in this, there's many things that happen sometimes and we wonder why they happen. Amen? Hallelujah. And we wonder why they happen and we question ourselves. Amen? And we question others. But finally, after a while, we find out that if we're Christians, it all works out just right. Hallelujah. Samson's eyes plucked out, worked out just right. Amen. In the dungeon, grinding, being made a mockery of, worked out just right. Hallelujah. He said, you've seen that. All Christians see that. We wonder why we did it. I wonder sometimes when I first read the Bible why God let Abraham, that great man, ever stand there and say that Sarah wasn't his wife, and how that he let him stand there and lie about that. God let him tell a lie. Why? Because he was going to show him his grace. Now, that ain't saying go do things deliberately. That saying when you get tripped up sometimes. You know, none of us, we try to fall on purpose. I know I don't try to fall on purpose. You ever been walking in Walmart and then you just fall down? Trip up by something? You don't just lay there and say, I've fallen and can't get up. You hurry and jump up, man. Make sure, if anybody seen you brush yourself off, like ain't nothing ever happened. Amen. And that's how it should be spiritually. When you fall, don't just wallow in it. Don't come to church and make the song service all miserable and dragging because you want everybody to know you're going through something. Brother Wayne singing, Brother Keith singing, and musicians going, everything, you are this. I want them to know I'm mad. I'm going through a trial. Come on, let grace take over. Church, the greatest lesson we got to learn is how to praise God when you don't feel like it. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. When you should not tell a testimony, you should have one to tell. Hallelujah. When you shouldn't come to church, you should press that much harder. Hallelujah. When Satan's saying you don't have a reason to worship like you worship, you should worship out of your shoes like David. Hallelujah. Because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we think, you know, God owes us something. No, church, you are here tonight. You woke up in your right mind simply because of God's grace. There's some people who didn't wake up. There's some people who didn't last a whole 24 hours like you. But it's by the grace of God we're here. Church, I don't take it lightly. You know, I go through a trial, you know, and you know what I start saying? I start saying, Lord, you've done too much for me for this not to work out for my good. Amen. I feel like shouting. Glory. He's done too much for it not to work out. Has God brought anybody from somewhere? Talk to me, church. Hallelujah. When you know, hallelujah, you maybe should have been dead or gone or still stuck out in the world, but God got you here sitting under the umbrella of the truth. He's done too much to get you here. You think he's going to leave you now? No. Grace is covering us. Hallelujah. I don't care what the spouse is doing, what the children is doing, what the job is doing. He's done too much to get me here. To leave me now. Oh, remember the two things? God cannot tell a lie. And God cannot fail. Hallelujah. I say that every day. I want the devil to hear it. Get up out of bed. I say, you know what? God cannot lie. And my God cannot fail. Amen. Listen, I'm sorry, church, but y'all create such a good atmosphere. He said, when I read the Bible, he said, why did God let Abraham, that great man, ever stand there and say that Sarah wasn't his wife, and how that he let him stand there and lie about that and the things that he did, and then how did he ever let Abraham leave the promised land where he told him not to leave? Any Jew that leaves the promised land is backslidden. God allowed him to get in a backslidden condition. He said, God gave that to them and promised them to stay there. See? And they left it. And then you skip on down. He said, see? It's hard to understand that. See? But if it wasn't that, we wouldn't know that grace was. See, so there are some things that happen in your life only because God wants you to see his grace is there. Now, if you ask yourself tonight, am I going through what I'm going through simply because God is trying to show me a greater measure of his grace? You know, when you think like that, you strip Satan from all his power. Amen. Hallelujah. Hooray. You say, oh, my back hurting. And then you say, well, Lord, you must be showing me the power of healing. Amen. That strips Satan from all his power. You say, oh, I lost my job. You say, God, you must be finna give me a better job. That strips him from making you sad. We need to strip the devil. Take the power back. Y'all know me, I love to put him in a choke slam. I love to hold him up by his neck. And say, you know what? You will lose this battle because God said, I don't have the fight. The battle is his. And then I line them up to my promise. Hallelujah. And I say, here we go. Boom. And then I leave it alone. I go about my business. Because if he get up, it's up to God to take care of him. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do, church. Realize we have a great, big, wonderful, awesome God on our side. Hallelujah. I'm closing. I hope you know that tonight, oh, church, this is so rich to me. I'm going to leave here tonight on cloud 9. Because I'm going to be thinking about this service you guys pulled out. Hallelujah. I'm going to be thinking as I'm going down the road that, Lord, your grace has everything under control. It's unmerited favor. Now, I'm going to drop a bomb on you tonight, church. Hey, I want you to catch this. If we have grace, if we have unmerited favor, God's grace in our life, unmerited favor, how can we lose? Amen. Has God ever been defeated? Nope. Has anyone ever been able to tell God who he can't bless? I hope that's supposed to go back like that. It'll be all right by the grace of God. Hallelujah. But think about it, church. Who can tell God what to do? Nobody. Who can tell him not to bless? Nobody. Who can tell him who not to heal? Nobody. He gives his grace to whomever he's so pleased to. And just so happened, tonight, he's giving it to all of you. Because remember, the word does not return unto him void, but it has to have a resting place. Now, I wonder, has it fell on anybody in here tonight? Is the grace of God resting on you tonight? Church, even when you try to do things your way, grace is waiting. Hallelujah. Remember, God told Jonah, go down to Nineveh. And Jonah was like, man, them people are so wicked. I ain't going down there. They deserve death. They didn't skip people alive and did all. They don't deserve to hear from a mighty God. God, he's saying this in his heart. Now, I ain't going. Isn't that something? He got the audacity. Yeah, I got a little big words every now and then. He has the audacity to tell God not to give anybody grace. Y'all know we do that sometimes. He gets on the boat, going to Tarshish, like God ain't know where he was going. And God calls the waters to get rough. And everybody on the boat working, and Jonah down there sleeping. And they go down there, man, wake up. Call on your God. Don't you see we're in a storm? And Jonah wakes up, looks around, and no doubt, he realized he was the cause of this. And he said, throw me overboard. He said, y'all want this to stop? Just throw me overboard. He said, man, we ain't going to throw you overboard. We're going to pull a straw. We're going to do this, blah, 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 on and on. We're going to work it out. Let's row harder. And they row harder, and the winds and waves got stronger. Don't try to run from God. Grace will arrest you. Isn't that funny? You trying to get away from a person that can outrun you. You trying to hide from a person who can see you. And all he want to do is give you grace. Oh, my, thank you, Jesus. You know, Church Jonah, he tried to run from God. Next thing you know, he says, okay, y'all throw me overboard. And he threw him overboard. Y'all know that was God's plan. The prophet of God said, we look at Jonah like he was backsliding. He said he was in the will of God. Because God knew that the people of Nineveh worshiped the fish god. So Jonah didn't even know his thoughts of going to Tarshish wasn't his thoughts. It was all the grace of God. Because God was setting up the whole program. Hallelujah. Now look at it, church. Look at what's going on in your life. Do you see it working out for God's good? Hallelujah. Big fish comes and grabs him. The Bible says a special fish comes and grabs him and scoops him up. And it's just amazing to me how a man can live in a belly of a whale. Belly of a special fish. Where the oxygen was coming from? 3 days. He down there with some powerful stuff. You know, it's elements of this story that we don't even look at and see that it shouldn't happen. How can a man live in the belly of a fish for 3 days? No food. I know he wasn't eating vomit. Seaweed or the fish. But he down there praying. God knows how to get you on your knees. Hallelujah. He down there praying, looking toward the holy temple. And we ask the question, how did he know in the belly which way the temple was? And all of a sudden, when it's all over, the whale gets there to Nineveh. Who told the whale or the special fish where to go? How did it know where Nineveh was? It's all the grace of God. God's in control, church. That's what I'm saying tonight. God is in control. Grace is still waiting, hallelujah, to give you a testimony if you would just turn it over to him. And then Jonah comes out of the belly, and the people probably were sitting over there on the side by the water doing what they normally do. And Jonah comes, step out of that well. Thus said the Lord. I can see everybody now just bowing down. But they wasn't getting a pagan God. They was getting message from the God himself. And he will tell them, do away with this idol you're worshiping. The real God, hallelujah, is coming to speak to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, musicians, I'm closing. But you know, church, it's just things that God does by his grace to make our experience even that much more better. You know that the death of Lazarus was the grace of God. because he wanted to show the whole world that he had power over death before the resurrection. He had power over death, hell, and the grave before he did it. Are you with me, church? He was showing all of them, hallelujah. He got power over every sickness. He got power over death, hallelujah. And he did all of it in Lazarus, hallelujah. Before he gave his life, before he poured out his blood, he showed that, hallelujah, nothing could stop him. Whew, hallelujah, you took my grace. After seeing that, I think I would have followed him wherever he went. Honestly, church, heaven is going to be a special time. Because all these people we read about, we're going to meet them face to face. We're going to meet them face to face. And they're going to share their experience with grace. And we're going to share our experience with grace. And you know what? It's going to be a mind-blowing experience. Hallelujah. Because they're going to tell you, say, oh man, you were in the last age where the devil was just running full force everywhere. And you were like, yep, and I made it through. Homosexuality was legal and I made it through. Hallelujah. So thank God for his grace. Amen. I just want to say tonight, whatever your situation is, the grace of God is here tonight to take care of it. Amen. If you would just let go and let God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, Father, here we are. Lord, we thank you for the grace that you've given us, Lord, to know that it's not our own doing, it's not our choosing, but it's your favor, Lord. Lord, we drive down the road without having an accident, it's your favor. Lord, we come through every season without sickness and death and all the things that overcome some people, Lord, and we make it through. It's because of your grace. Lord, and to be here and to have the understanding of the scriptures is your grace, Lord. And Lord, maybe tonight, Father, you're waiting on someone to take the hand of grace, to be led into the paths of righteousness. Will you accept the grace of God that he's giving you tonight, that he's expressing to you tonight? Don't try to do it on your own because you'll never be able to do it. But with him and with the grace that he's given, everything will work out for your good. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you let us look at our situations how you look at it, Lord. So to know that there's a purpose behind everything you do and that you cannot be the author of confusion. So there must be a reason why we go through what we go through. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And we praise you. Bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let the church say amen. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Trust grace. Trust grace. I'm somebody want to take advantage of the grace of God here tonight. And there's something you know you can't do. Why don't you put it in the Master's hands tonight? When we've been there 10,000 years.
Wear a bright and shining crown.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you come to church tonight? Praise the Lord. Amen. We appreciate our brother coming tonight. So thrilled with this amazing grace. And it will thrill you, won't it? To know that that grace is there for you. Why me? We're just a little bit of dirt scooped up. And God took and made into a creature, into a being for Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to sing one more song before we go. Let's sing that song. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've got the power along with the grace of God. Give me your hand. Let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. Whatever we bind shall be bound in heaven at the name of Jesus. Satan has been free. Oh, we got the power in the name of Jesus.
Praise.
praise his name tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, it's been good to be here tonight. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Your liberty to go tonight. Amen. And just pray God will give you a beautiful, best rest of the week. God will just bless you each day. Amen. Let's sing Because He Lives. You can be dismissed. Because He lives, I will face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I love you, I adore you, I bow.